Welcome to the Fak Daddy Experience. I am the Fak Daddy, and this is brought to you by DVR Podcast. And this is my Fak Daddy Experience. Sorry for the air. And I just have to say, I'm going to be talking about Erased. It's an anime. If you don't like anime, that's perfectly fucking fine. But Erased is sick. It's fucking incredible. So, basically, Erased is about this dude named Satoru. And he wants to be a mangaka, like, basically draw manga comics, you know, shit like Naruto, Bleach, that type of shit. And he works as a pizza delivery guy while he's, you know, trying to get his manga shit together. And he just happens to be blessed with this weird little ability. And that ability is called Revival. And Revival allows him to travel back or rewind through time 1 to 5 minutes. And usually Revival gets him into trouble because he has a tendency to try to look at the environment around him and see if somehow he can impact it in a positive way. So that's kind of how it starts. And you see him utilizing Revival to save a child who's about to be mowed down by what looks like a garbage truck because the driver died of a heart attack. So he couldn't be woken up. And even though Satoru gets fucked up in an accident, I mean, he's relatively whole. Like, he's not crippled or anything. His bones aren't broken. He's relatively fine after the experience. But he also has a fucked up childhood situation where several children from his class were abducted and murdered 18 years earlier. He's currently 29 in the modern, in the moment now timeline. And he goes through a series of what Lemony Snicket would call unfortunate events, in which the person or perpetrator of those murders 18 years prior was beginning to start them again. And Satoru's mom, who comes to visit him, she figures out who the perpetrator is while she's visiting him. However, the perpetrator eliminates her. And, of course, Satoru is the prime suspect. So, I mean, somehow, the artist and the storytellers and, I guess, the mangaka who originally wrote the story, these individuals all really give you a kind of slice of life, common day-to-day experience of an individual, and then they twist the hell out of it with the Revival. And if you've listened to previous podcasts, you know I'm insanely obsessed with time travel stories. So, brought to that precipice of utter despair where his life wasn't really going anywhere, and now he's a wanted fugitive for killing his own mother, which he definitely did not do. The perpetrator of the murders of his classmates 18 years prior is the one who also killed his mom. But it's a lot going on in 22 minutes of a show, and the show just gets better from there because obviously he has to get out of this situation, and the deus ex machina of the revival allows him to literally go back to 1988 to when he was in the fifth grade, and these situations, the murders of his classmates, and the whole moving past that level of trauma at that age cycle of his life occurred. And the thing is, he brings his adult consciousness, his adult awareness and experiences with him into that reality. So when he does this, sorry for the mic fluctuations, I'll get better eventually. But when he does this and he goes back, it's incredible. It's incredible the level of pure conscious caring that he brings into the situations in trying to prevent these murders and to find out who that murderer is, who that killer is, because that killer also killed his mother. And it's amazing. Because he goes through more than one revival. That's the first initial revival. He's trying to save a young girl named Kayo, and Kayo is going through her own nightmarish life as a child. She suffers incredible amounts of abuse, so it's really well developed in that story. The sensitive subject matter, the way the characters presented her reaction to things, and also the reaction of all the characters surrounding Satoru is pretty amazing, because they have a sense of him being somewhat not regular Satoru. But the only friend of his that's really aware of, not the full extent, but a great extent, is Kenya. And Kenya's aware that Satoru has been focusing on Kayo in a way that isn't a crush, isn't a, oh, I like that girl, like. It's not that type of thing at all. It's a completely different intensity. And he goes through a lot trying to save her. Suffice it to say that on the first go around, spoilers, but quite obvious, it doesn't go so well. So again, he has to initiate a certain behavior, but he also gets pulled out of revival and then has to confront the fact that he's currently a fugitive. So it's somewhat difficult because I don't want to give away the whole damn story, but basically the point of it is, this character travels back in time, and again, you get that overlapping of experiences in an existence where he has these experiences of trying to save Kayo and trying to save another friend of his and trying to save a girl named Aya And it's just, it's crazy because, you know, he's trying to save Kaio, whose last name is Hinazuki. And he has to deal with the fact that his mom is dead. So when he first goes back into the past, obviously that's a major shock to see his mom. He knows she's alive there, but he didn't really intentionally, like consciously put himself in the past. He just, the trauma of the whole experience he was going through pushed his revival back that far. And trying to save Kaio Hinazuki was difficult. And also there's another aspect to the story where a friend of his, it's a guy who's like 23 named Yuki. At least that's what Satoru calls him. He ends up getting framed for Kaio's murder, so he was on death row. So this is, it's like he's untangling these things, and it's not, it's done exceptionally well. It's not done on a level of something to the degree of the butterfly effect, sorry. The butterfly effect, I love time travel movies. It's not exactly high up on my list of time travel movies. It's okay, but Erased is at another level because there's there's multitudinous overlaps with these vast implications, but they all manage to somehow fit in a linear fashion in the consciousness of Satoru. And that's what I find fascinating is when he goes through the childhood revival and all the experiences that he has to overcome and deal with during that time, and the personal decisions he makes that are a reflection of who he's afraid to be and who he is. And it's when he's pushed to this precipice of it's no longer a matter of identity or indecisiveness, it's just a simply a matter of acting, of being and doing things that reflect who you truly are. And it's that journey and the degree and depth of that journey that makes this such a fascinating story to me. And the execution, the environments, the timing, the spacing, the character development. You care what happens to him. You care about how this is going to be resolved. And it's just crazy. I truly recommend Erased. It's only 13 episodes. One of them is a recap episode. I would probably say that was my least favorite only because I binge watched it. But I just have to say, it's one of the most amazing stories I've ever watched. Like, it's really intense. And if you ever get a chance to watch it, you should. Because it's just, it's emotional and it's disturbing and it's uplifting all at once. And it still falls into that realm of the fantastic, but the depth and breadth of the story is elevated by the fact that it's very human, it's very real. You know, the supernatural or beyond normal circumstances of the story, they serve the story in a way that doesn't make them the principal focus. The principal focus is how is Satoru gonna find out who this killer is, this individual who's impacted his life in a vast array of ways, and how is he going to stop this person from doing the horrible things that they're going to do in order to spare and save the lives of those that he cherishes? And I don't know if it's an archetype or a theme, or I don't know if I just naturally or innately gravitate towards it. I think it's phenomenal. I hear they're doing a live action television version of it for Netflix in Japan. I'd like to see it, but really, I think the anime isn't gonna be topped, isn't gonna be outdone. It's similar to why I've yet to watch Death Note on Netflix, and I'm a huge Death Note fan. I think that Death Note is one of the most interesting manga animes that has ever been created thus far. And, I didn't really watch the Netflix one because I'm not a big fan of seeing excellent stories be watered down and somehow made palpable for mass consumption. I think the story's good enough that if enough people were open to it, they'd enjoy it. And if they don't, that's fine. I understand it's a business, but good storytelling or great storytelling, they're gifts in life to be able to enjoy that. And the Death Note Netflix movie, just I don't really feel like it was something that could resonate with me. And they're gonna, I don't know if at some point there's gonna be an American adaptation. I'm hoping not. I mean, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. When I first found out Heath Ledger was gonna play the Joker, I was like, I don't know about this. Boy, I was fucking wrong. But at the same time, I think Erased is just, it's amazing. It's like your name. It's something that you watch, and it goes beyond just a cinematic or a television watching experience where you're like, oh, that was really cool. What's next? It's more like it sits with you like a good novel. It just resonates with you as a viewer. You get to see the full spectrum of humanity from its most beautiful to its most abhorrent, and it revitalizes your sensibilities in terms of your own place in your own life relative to those that you love and impact, and also to those you don't know who you impact. Because ultimately, in your own way, everything that you do to some degree or capacity influences and impacts the entire world surrounding you. And when I say entire, I mean entire as in whole. Like the entire planet. So, I don't know. I think all this stuff is extraordinarily fascinating. I implore anyone listening to this, which by the way, I thank you for listening. I really do. I appreciate it greatly. Please, if you haven't watched Erased, I know it's streaming on Hulu, it's streaming on Crunchyroll. You have to watch it. It's only 13 episodes. You could even skip the 6.5 episode, which is kind of like the episode between 6 and 7, and it's a recap. And I watched it just because I wanted to watch the whole thing. And I mean, it was difficult for me to watch it because I just wanted to get to give me episode 7, give me episode 7, give me episode 7. But it's tremendous. It's a real work of art. It just, the environments, the animation, because I mean, they're very evocative and emotional performances. The voice acting is phenomenal. I mean, I know subtitles are a drag for some people, but in this instance, sincerely, the voice acting's impeccable. I'm not just saying that because I love anime. Voice acting is vital to any animated story. I mean, look at The Nightmare Before Christmas. Great voice acting. But as it regards Erased, I don't want to get too much into too more I'm sorry, not two more. Too many different things that happen in a plot because that's where all the intrigue and all the good stuff is. So I don't want to divulge all that. I gave away a lot of the beginning and a lot of where it goes, and that kind of sucks. But it's my way of just trying to share that story with some people who might not be interested in it. Because I really think it's just a phenomenal piece of work. I think it's great art. And great art excites me. I was also a big fan of Hannibal. Some people probably despised Hannibal. That's cool. I loved Hannibal. I don't know if I'll ever talk about Hannibal, but it depends. But Erased, fucking awesome. It's seriously awesome. Like, just that first episode, the intensity level is, it's creepy and it's just through the fucking roof. I mean, if it was done by a really brilliant director, and we don't have to know who he is, it could be someone who's like 15 years old, who's a genius, who wants to direct. Doesn't matter who the director is per se, it matters what their creative vision is. So, I'd be open to the concept, but it doesn't need to be remade. It's fucking amazing. It's brilliant. It's great. I recommend it to the entire fucking planet if I could. So, check it out. And when I figure out what the hell I'm gonna do, I'll do it. Because I all know that sometimes I just be tripping. So, yeah. That was my emotional feelings based on a mega binge watching or rewatching of Erased. And I'll probably still be focusing a little bit on the time travel thing, 'cause again, man, I suspect causality is illusory. So, hasta la pasta, bio con Dios. May you all enjoy your lives and the lives you of people you love, and be who you are to the fullest of your capacity. Later.